there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet the big game. Bet just $5. That's it, $5. And get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Takes about 90 seconds. Use the code COLIN, C-O-L-I-N. New customers bet $5. Get $150 instantly in bonus bets for the big game. DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Remember, redeem code COLIN, C-O-L-I-N. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, KS, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. We have an impromptu cave edition. Welcome to the cave edition of the Draymond Green Show. And it's because I'm going to speak on something that I didn't necessarily think would have been a big deal. And in a sense, I kind of thought maybe it would get picked up on, but didn't quite know. You never know how something's going to land. And that is, there it is, Shield, USA Basketball, and me not being included on the 41-player pool for the Olympics for Paris 2024. And I've seen people relaying their opinions about it. Or expressing their opinions or sharing their opinions on what should have been, what could have been, et cetera. And I think for me personally, this is one of those things where, like, your perspective is everything. And so be that Grant Hill shared that I was left off the pool due to suspensions publicly. I haven't the Draymond Green Show with all my loyal subscribers who subscribe and check for my thoughts and my opinions on things. I'd be remiss if I did not share an opinion or thought or my thoughts and feelings about being omitted from the Olympic roster or the Olympic pool. And I'll say this, disappointed. Yeah, of course. Like to have an opportunity to play in three Olympics. It's crazy. Like, I'm not sure the amount of people that's had that opportunity. And even if you had the opportunity to play in three Olympics, which there's a lot bigger pool of guys, in particular Europeans, who've had the opportunity to play in three Olympics. Well, from all parts of the world, Europeans, Australians, South Americans, like they more so have had the opportunity to, I'm sure, play in three, but in particular to have the opportunity to compete for three gold medals is a totally different honor. Be that I am one of four players in the league currently that has two gold medals, the other three being Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Chris Paul. Of course, I would love the opportunity to compete for three. However, I have been left off the pool. And I think where I have an issue is, or not even necessarily an issue, but where I necessarily don't agree, I'll say, is number one, let me address me playing in the Olympics in 2016 and me playing in the Olympics in 2021, which is known as Japan 2020. Obviously, the pandemic was in 2020, when in 2021. I'll take you back a little bit. I played in the World University Games and going into my senior year of college for USAB, and we finished like 6th or 7th place. And as you all know, playing for USAB, there's a certain standard that must be upheld. When you wear this shield, there's a certain expectation that come with that. And I think we placed maybe 6th or 7th or some trash like that. And for me, going from junior year to senior year, where I said to my assistant coach in college, like Coach DJ, at one point beginning our senior year, like, man, D, I think this may be my last year playing basketball because I don't know if I can go overseas. Like, I ain't never left the state of Michigan. Like, I just think I'll be too homesick. I don't know if I could go overseas. And he laughed at me. He's like, man, get the hell out of here. Like, you going to go to the NBA? I'm like, I don't know, D. And I just don't know if the overseas grind is made for me. So, number one, much respect and much love to all the guys that go on that overseas journey. I know it's not easy. And I know, you know, the sacrifices that you're making. And so, much love and respect to guys that make that sacrifice because I didn't believe I could do it. And, you know, thank God I was fortunate enough to be in the position that I was in, afforded the opportunity to compete for an NBA spot and obviously go on to have the career I had. But in saying all of that, in the World University Games, what I believe to be my last opportunity to ever play for USAB, my only first and last, we finished in 6th or 7th place. So I was like crushed, like, man, my only experience to compete with one of the biggest, best winning brands in history of sports, USAB. We came in 6th or 7th. Sucked. And I thought I'd have to live with that the rest of my life. And then life happened, career starts to happen, and I get invited to the select team. And it's like, whoa, like, probably was a little older than most of the guys on the select team, but I'm taking that opportunity. Like, because if they see me for the select team, then maybe one day I just may, like, yep, I'm going to go and I'm going to play against Steph Curry and Derrick Rose and all these guys and get those guys ready for the World Cup. And my ego is not too big. I am thrilled to have that opportunity. And I went and it was incredible. It was incredible. Incredible. A very memorable time. I think back to, like, you know, you look at the NBA today, that's when Paul George had his catastrophic injury. Like, I was there for that. And that was me being on the select team. And so that's like a very memorable time for me. I remember all of those things. I did that with, like, total joy and thankful for the opportunity. No ego, no nothing. Yeah, I will practice hard as I can to get those guys ready. And it was also an opportunity to play against some of the best in the summer, middle of the summer, kind of what you've been working on, see how that's coming along. It was a great, but also the pride and honor of helping our national team go compete for a gold medal. I took that with pride, and I was very thankful for the opportunity. Lo and behold, the 2016 Olympics is in Brazil, and a virus come along known as the Zika virus. And a lot of guys, due to the Zika virus and also what had been called and deemed very dangerous of Brazil, you know, like as far as security and all of those things, a lot of guys didn't go from the 2016 team. Chris Paul didn't go. LeBron James didn't go. James Harden didn't go. Anthony Davis didn't go. Darren Williams, Dwight Howard. When you think about all the guys that was on those 2012 team, Andre Iguodala, none of those guys went. Kawhi Leonard didn't go. He didn't do any before, but he didn't go. And at the time, we know who Kawhi Leonard was. We know who he is now. None of those guys went. So lo and behold, I get the opportunity to go to the 2016 Olympics. Would I have necessarily gotten an invite if all of those guys want to go? Probably not. But you think I care? You ever heard the saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure? So I was afforded the opportunity to go to the 2016 Olympics. And, you know, at that time, the Warriors is number one. We're just winning championships. I'm defensive player of the year, writing those things, all-star first time. Like, the cards lined up perfectly for me. We're the best team in the world. Just went 73-9 on everybody's TV screen. The cards lined up perfectly. And I took advantage of that opportunity and won my first gold medal. Fast forward to 2020, we all deal with, and I didn't, by the way, I didn't play a ton in 2016, but I played in some very meaningful moments and had a couple key plays and meaningful moments to help us reach a gold medal.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2020, I come back and the team is much younger. Now it's not even the guys that went in 2016, Kyle Lowry, no DeAndre Jordan, no Harrison Barnes, no Paul George, no Jimmy Butler, no Kyrie Irving, no DeMarcus Cousins. KD's still there. I'm still there. No DeMar DeRozan. So, no Klay Thompson. So, me and KD are the only two guys to come over from the 2016 team to the 2020. But guess what? 2020, Tokyo Olympics, guess what we're faced with? What we all know as the coronavirus. So, it gets shut down in 2020. In 2021, I have an opportunity to compete on the Olympic team again. Just to take you back to Brazil, we stayed on a cruise ship where we were on the cruise ship. We couldn't go to many things like a part of security, like smaller cruise ship, smaller room, shower small. Guys didn't necessarily want to do that. I took advantage of those things. Fast forward back to 2021, I have an opportunity to play. Now, coming off the 2016, be that I played it now, and I think I would have had the opportunity to play in 2020, but you never know if certain guys want to play. But I get the opportunity to play again. And this time, because of the coronavirus, we're locked in the hotel. The only place we can go when we leave the hotel is the arena. So in a normal Olympic experience in 2016, I had an opportunity to see every event. You're talking about Michael Phelps break the record, Katie Ledecky break records, Neymar kick for gold in Brazil, Usain Bolt break the record, Shakur Stevenson, I think Devin Haney possibly. Like, I got to see Clarissa Shields boxing matches, like Allyson Felix, beach volleyball, Kerry Wash Jennings. Like, I had an incredible experience in Brazil. 2021, the only other games that we could go see was women's basketball because they played in the same arena as us due to the restrictions because of the coronavirus. Tokyo was still on lockdown, so we could not leave our hotel. If you left your hotel, which you probably are going to be familiar, a couple athletes got sent home because they found out they were outside of the hotel. If you left your hotel, you would be sent home. That was a sacrifice. I left my family in the middle of that for 7 weeks, camp in Vegas for 3 weeks, then on to Tokyo. A lot of guys didn't want to make that sacrifice. LeBron James, those guys, those level of guys, Steph, they didn't want to do that. People didn't see that as ideal. So again, me and Kevin Durant being the only guys from the 16 team to come over to 2020, which happened in 2021. And I have an opportunity not only to be a part of the team, but to actually help lead the team because of my prior Olympic experience, because of so much. And I think I played a big part and had a big hand in helping win that gold medal from a leadership standpoint and also from a play standpoint, because I played a lot more than I did in the 2016 Olympics. Very proud of that. And so I said all of that to say, when I look at the player pool today, the Warriors are no longer the number one team in the league. We are not just coming off a championship, although we won 1.5 years. Like, and not when we lost in 16, but we 73-9. It's different. Yes, the recent suspensions happened, and I own those, and I've been very transparent with you on my journey through that. I think what frustrated me is like for it to be like, oh, Draymond is not on this list because of the recent suspensions. And it's like, because like some tough decisions were going to have to be made. Like when you look at the pool of guys, like you think of all the things, this is Paris 2024. Everyone wants to go to Paris. It's going to be fun. It's the first Olympics back open. Like, everybody know everyone in the NBA and the fashion thing. Everybody think they're going to go walk the catwalk and like all of these things. So like you got probably half the guys that want to go because of that reason. And then some of the guys because they love USAB and what like Kevin Durant. Love USAB, love playing for USAB and what that means and what that brings. Like myself, that's going to play. You got Anthony Davis going to play. Joel Embiid going to play. Bam Adebayo going to play. Steph Curry, Kawhi Leonard. When I look at the names on that list, I probably wouldn't have made that team anyway. Unless it was from a standpoint that he's been on the last two Olympics and sacrificed during the time when other guys weren't willing to make that sacrifice. The suspensions kind of gave them an out, so you don't have to face that. And I'm totally fine with that. As you know, I'm a man. I stand on my mistakes and things I've done wrong. And so I wish it just would have been like, yeah, like, Draymond, I took advantage of situation. I'm a two-time Olympic gold medalist, and no one can take that away from me. I'm very thankful to USAB. I know what it feels like to be on that island when you are over there and everyone and around the world want to see you lose because you're USAB. And every time you turn on a talk show from back home, it's like, man, we're over here out in the world fighting for our country. And the way that we can fight for our country, I thank you to all our troops who go and fight, put their lives on the line for our country. This is the way that we can fight for our country and honor our country. And over there doing that, you turn on TV screen and every USA, you know, TV publication, and all these guys who really and women that really like cover the NBA and like us and our Americans, like they're crushing us. I've been on that island before with my brothers. I know how that feels. It's awful. To see Dwayne Wade, who is a part of our USA Basketball Brotherhood, and I say this story, I said this to D-Wade, so it's not like something that people are going to go run and say, like, oh, like I said this to D-Wade personally. It hurt when D-Wade had just became an owner and he put good luck to Rudy Gobert in the Olympics. And like, I get it. You just became a Jazz owner, but you can kind of say nothing because you're kind of one of us. You are one of us. You represented like we're not represented. And you know how it feels to be on that island and to look up and see one of our brothers say good luck to a Frenchman and they're trying to destroy us. End up beating us in game one and then losing us in the gold medal game. But they beat us in the first game of pool play. Devin Booker had just got there the day of. Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday all landed the day of because the NBA Finals ran later that year. They landed the day of the first game, and they all three played meaningful minutes. Drew Holiday played 29 or 31 minutes out of 40, not 48. D-Book, who ended up being a vital part of what we was doing. Drew Holiday changed our offense. Guarded Evan Fournier, Patty Mills. You see those guys, you see them in the NBA. When they go over there and they play for their country, them boys is different. They like Steph Curry and all that when they playing for their country. Drew Holiday taking on that responsibility, but also leading our drive and kick offense that led to us shredding teams. Coach Pop in his first Olympics, figuring it out. Drew Holiday unlocked our offense. Let's not overthink it, guys. We're the best players in the world. Let's do that. Let's have that meeting. Players only. Let's do that. And so to see Dwayne Wade said it like it hurt. And so I said all of that to say I get it. Like, I know how it feels. And me, personally, I think, again, there's different perspectives and ways that you can take things. And I want to express my gratitude for playing, having the opportunity to play two Olympics for Team USA and honor my country and win two gold medals. Yes, a part of me is disappointed because, again, if Grant was going to say that publicly, which, by the way, I got nothing but love for G Hill. When I came into this NBA, and I've publicly said this before, there was two guys I was starstruck by. One was Kobe Bryant, and the other one was Grant Hill. I grew up in the state of Michigan, Grant Hill, Detroit Pistons. And so I wish that he would have just said that to me, you know, especially if you're going to say that publicly. And so it hurt me a little bit. Like, from a fan standpoint as well, I'm a big fan of Grant Hill. And to know, like, there's been a personal relationship to tell me face to my face that you're going to need me for the Olympics. And then, like, to publicly find out that, although Steve talked to me and I appreciate Coach Kerr, I didn't see Steve publicly commenting. I did see Grant's, and so And I'm sure we'll talk the next time we see each other. I got much respect for Grant, and Grant is a respectful man. But there's a lesson in this all. I took advantage of my opportunities, regardless of what people may say, regardless of how people may feel or why you got the opportunity. Like, don't let your ego get in the way of incredible opportunities. You may be the second option. You may be the third option. It's all relative. At the end of the day, we all get gold medals. Nobody's looking back. Until I just walked y'all through that, nobody's looking back. Like, oh, LeBron didn't want to play because Zika. You're just like, no, he got 2 gold medals. So I said all of that to say, yes, I was a little disappointed that it's like, oh, over suspensions. Like, no, if I'm not good enough for that roster, just say I'm not good enough. Because guess what? Joel Embiid is Joel Embiid. AD is AD. LeBron is LeBron. Steph is Steph. Kawhi is Kawhi. You think about the 2028 Olympics. This is Grant Hill's first time around. They got to prepare some for that. You're probably looking at bringing on some of the younger guys, Anthony Edwards possibly, Paolo possibly, because you got to look ahead. And I think there's a place of entitlement where I could say, like, yo, those guys could wait their turn, because to be still good enough to play the third time around, I think is an incredible testament to my hard work. But in saying that, I get all of those things. And I said all of that to say, like I said, don't be so big in your own ego to where you can't take advantage of opportunities that are afforded to you due to circumstance. Because I've been placed in an incredible position in my life, and I work my butt off. And so you got to work hard to be a product of great circumstance. And I've been a product of great circumstance, and I worked for that circumstance, and I'm very proud of it, and I'm thankful for it. But don't get so caught up into yourself that because they ain't called you the first time or the second time, you're like, no, I ain't doing it now. Because we see guys do that stuff all the time, too, and miss out on a great opportunity. I tell you what, I'm going to support my brothers. I hate that this is over here because I think it should be above the heart. But I'm going to support my brothers and watching them compete for a gold medal this summer. As you can see, I have interest in other avenues, so maybe I'll do something with the Olympics through this avenue, or, you know, speaking about the Olympics with my Olympic experience, or, you know, something of that nature. There's always a silver lining. There's always other things and actions that you can take. And be that that's a path that I want to continue to pursue anyway, as, again, to our loyal subscribers, thank you, then maybe this is just another opportunity for me to do this. But guess what? I am never too good to be second or third. A lot of things happen between the time of putting a pool together, putting a team together to play in the Olympics. From now, which is January, to July, people drop out. We had Brad Beal catch COVID at the Olympics, like about to head out to Japan. Zach ended up making it, but he had COVID and thought he was going to miss, and he ended up clearing. Like, these are things that happen. And I'm not too good for that. As I said, I thank USAB. And if I got a call because some guys drop off that list that's just unforeseen for whatever reasons, and then I need to fill a spot on that team, guess what? I'll be ready with my bags packed and go play in the third Olympics, because I'm not too big to be second. So I hope you all can learn something from that. Just a different perspective on things. And that is how my true feelings on the USAB situation. Would have loved to play, still would, but there's other things. And those guys going to have my support no matter what, because I know how it is to be on that island by yourself against the world. And only the guys who's in it can feel that. I felt that like no other in 2021, where we was already isolated from everybody, literally. So I'll be here supporting, or wherever in the world, supporting my USAB brothers. And if that roster don't pan out the way everybody see it, because everybody wants to play right now, I will gladly play again. Much love. That's a wrap from this episode of the Draymond Green Show. Peace.
there are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.